Welcome to Life's Issues with Lauren Jano, a show created to help you tackle life's greatest issues, from personal development to relationships, health, and business. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Lauren Jano.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. My name is Lauren Jano, and as you know, I am the host of Life's Issues, coming to you live all the way from Toronto, Canada, every Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tough Talk Radio. My mission in life is to help as many people as possible transform themselves so that they are living their best, most authentic, fulfilled, purposeful, and happiest life. And every week, I will be bringing you experts from around the world to discuss a range of topics, from personal development to health, business, spirituality, relationships, and more, all with the intention of inspiring you and transforming you to a bolder life. This hour is all about you. So if there's anything you would love to hear about on the show, please don't hesitate to email me at lauren@laurenjorno.com. So I wanted to share with you my experiences of the past week. I have just returned from a week in California getting my high-performance coaching certification reinstated. And I had the incredible honor to once again be trained and coached by my mentor, Brendan Burchard, for an entire week. Brendan is not only a number one New York Times bestselling author, but is the world's leading high-performance coach and trainer, with over 30 million people having watched his videos in the last year. I'm blessed to not only have had the privilege to be personally trained and coached by Brendan, but to also be one of only 15 coaches worldwide that gets to work for him directly. As I spent the week amongst an elite group of coaches and in the presence of Brendan for 5 full days, I really had the opportunity to reflect on what it takes to not only be a world-class coach, but also on what it takes to be successful in life and fulfill and maintain your potential and success. So I thought today I would share some of my takeaways from this past week. I'm sure more than a few will resonate with you in your pursuit of living a fully expressed life and in dealing with many of life's issues. So for me, in life and in coaching, it always starts with mastering the pillars of the high-performance coaching process. So what are these? Well, first of all, it's about clarity. Having clarity about yourself and how you're showing up in the world, and clarity about your life and your goals. That is fundamental to everything that you're going to do and achieve. And then secondly, it's about having the mental and physical energy and stamina to perform at your best. You can have all the best intentions in the world. You can have, you know, all the time in the world. But if you don't have the energy and stamina to perform at your best, you're not going to get the results. And then thirdly, you know, it's about staying focused and productive by consistently engaging in what will move you closer to the life you want and eliminating all the distractions that take you off course. And if you think about it today in this multitasking world, how many times a day you are distracted and taken off course from what you're trying to achieve and do. And so in terms of high performance and really achieving that level of success in your life, it's about staying focused and being productive by doing the things that are actually going to move your life forward. You know, we can all manage to be very busy every day, but that busyness is not necessarily, and most often, not what's going to move you forward. And then it's about having the confidence and courage to speak up for yourself and your dreams, and to realize that what you say and what you say and what you have to say matters, that you have experiences and expertise and insights that can help other people. And by sharing it, you create the opportunity for other people to learn and grow as well. And then another area to be aware of and to focus on is being able to better influence those around you. You know, whether it's your family, whether it's people you work with, whether it's, you know, the person that you're buying a coffee from, but the better able you can influence the people around you, the more it's going to help you to fulfill and accomplish what you want to accomplish in your life. So when we look at creating success, those five areas are fundamental. And, you know, if you're not mastering those areas consistently, then it's going to affect the level of success that you accomplish. But besides those five key areas, as I was sitting in this recertification for 5 days, as I said, surrounded by some incredible coaches, there were a couple of other things that came to mind, and I want to add these on as well. If you have a dream, if there's a burning desire in you to do something, to achieve something, then you need to pursue it with all your heart. Whatever your ambition is, if it lights a fire within you, know that you will find a way to achieve it. And I've seen this over and over again, both with my clients and in my life personally as well. And, you know, following on with that is that you need to be all in, that you need to get where the action is. You need to be involved in your world and your life and not be a silent observer on the sidelines. And then it's about believing in your abilities and knowing that you have what it takes to make it happen. And if you don't know how to do it, that you have the ability to find out and to learn it. So to not play small and underestimate yourself or your performance in any way. And also, along that same line, is to be okay with not knowing how things are necessarily going to play out or what the exact outcome will be. Because the reality is, as much as we anticipate things and can project, you know, certain expectations, at the end of the day, we really don't know how things are going to play out. So not to let that get you stuck. And then it's also about seizing every moment. You know, opportunity for most of us is not going to come knocking at our door. We the ones that need to be proactive and go out there and create opportunities. So the best time is when you have an opportunity, not when every aspect of your life is lined up to perfection and that we think we know what will happen. So to realize that there's probably never going to be a perfect time for everything. And you'll probably never have every element in place. And that's not a reason not to step up to the plate, and it's not a reason not to take the opportunities that come your way. And along that note is to also be open to all the possibilities and know that there are multiple ways to get where you want to go. So the more open to possibility that you remain, the more potential there is to achieve what you want. If you become fixated on achieving something in a certain way and expect it to look a certain way, both in terms of how you get there and the outcome, you're probably limiting your potential in terms of what could happen around you. And then what's a really hard step for many people is saying no, and saying no to everything that is not in alignment with where you are going, and to stay focused on your vision and your dream. You know, it is so easy to get pulled in a million different directions and to be, you know, serving and helping other people, which is always important. But at some point, you have to you have to stay focused and true to the direction that you are going in. And then the next aspect is so important. And being in a room full of coaches, this is something that really jumped out at me, in that I believe that we all need to find that mentor or coach in our life that can help us and guide us in achieving the success that we want. You know, we all need that support. We all need that objective perspective. We all need that person who's going to push us further than we can push ourselves, that's going to provide insights that we don't necessarily see because we're so involved in our lives and in our situations. And I know for sure that I would not be where I am today without the support of incredible coaches and mentors that I've had in my camp, you know, along my journey. So seek this out for yourself and know that it will make all the difference. And then challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to go further than you think is possible. Challenge yourself and get out of your comfort zone. That is where you are going to excel. That is where you're going to feel true fulfillment and reach your potential. So, you know, I encourage my clients, like, every day, do something that scares you. Do something that takes you out of your comfort zone. And the more you do that, the more you're going to push yourself and the greater potential you are going to reach. And then, last but not least, is to be generous with your time, with your knowledge, and with helping other people and serving those around you. Because in serving and helping others, it creates an opportunity for you to grow as a person, to stretch yourself and take yourself beyond limits that you thought were possible. And I know both my guests today are all about success and pursuing dreams and creating that fulfilled life where we're reaching our full potential and wanting to be of service in this world. So before we get started and before I introduce my first guest, I want to just make sure that you know how you can be a part of the show. All you need to do is call in at 347-989-1363 at any time to join the conversation and ask any questions that you have. Just press 1 and my producer Tony will bring you to the show. You can also obviously continue to listen in by phone or online by going to www.lifeissueswithlaurenjorno.com. We'd love you to join the conversation. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and then I'll be back with my first guest, Naomi Harding.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live a Choice choose to make a difference. Live a Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Stop working so hard and learn to do the things that matter. If your business is not successful and you know your stuff and are getting results for your clients, it's not your fault. The good news is you can change it and your bottom line. All it takes is having the right strategy and being able to follow a consistent plan for your business success. Learn how at Michelle Sism's 3-day event in Houston in September. Go to takeactiongetprofits.com to learn more.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com. Lauren Jahno is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjahno.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I am very excited to introduce my guest for today, Naomi Hardy. Naomi is a relationship and empowerment coach. She helps you experience success in your relationships by working with you one-on-one or in groups, empowering you to take your relationships to the next level. She has helped individuals keep and strengthen their marriages, and she has helped young women understand the effects of giving the right love and emotions to the wrong person. She reveals tips, tools, and secrets to having the ultimate relationship. Naomi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show today.
I'm so thrilled that you could join us.
Yes, I'm thrilled. Ready to impart words of wisdom for rocking the relationship.
Awesome. I love it. So I've mentioned a little bit about you to our listeners, but would you mind just to tell us where you're calling in from and just share with us in a little bit more detail about your background and area of expertise?
Okay. I am from Houston, Texas. I reside in Houston, Texas, originally born in Louisiana, but I reside in Houston, Texas, and I'm a speaker and a coach in effectively reclaiming the romance in relationships. And this came about after many years of working in human resource management. I found that a lot of the production issues, a lot of the behind-the-door conversations really weren't about the pay. It really wasn't about the promotions. When I began to peel back the layers of the onion, so to speak, with many of my clients as well as the executives and the employees, what I found out, relationship problems were almost always somewhere in the cycle of the production problems, in the cycle of them losing themselves, in the cycle of the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, exactly that. I said, there's something more to this. And I just began to dive deeper and deeper into it, first calling it change management, and then really owning it for what it was. It's how do I rock this relationship? How do I keep this relationship intact, keep myself together in the process so that I can be the best me?
Right.
And the business was born as a result.
Fantastic, because that's an incredible transition to go, you know, from working in human resources and transitioning into specifically relationship coaching. And I so get what you're saying because, you know, in the coaching that I do and the work that I do both in the corporate world and with individuals, you know, it does come down to the relationship that you have with people. And if you can break through some of those barriers, then the so-called issues that are on the table often become non-issues.
Exactly. They become non-issues or they are greatly minimized, allowing us to really concentrate on the result rather than those couple of roadblocks that are just been turned into mountains when they really didn't need to be.
So in your experience and in, you know, all the different people that you've worked with, what would you say are some of the biggest causes of relationships breaking down or getting off to a bad start?
Expectations. Misplaced expectations. For some of us, we go into a relationship wanting it to complete us, and not understanding that when you go into a relationship, you really need to come complete, because it's going to take all of you and more to get it
right
to work. So that's
and
one of the biggest mistakes.
And that's a challenge, because if you think about it, I mean, most people in the world are not complete, or not aware that they're not complete.
Well, I think I agree with that, but I also think we don't give ourselves enough credit for how complete we are. Because whenever we do the deep dive, and I'm sure you've come across this too, everything that we help a person bring to the forefront is already there. It's
right.
already there, and it's up to us as coaches, it's up to us as speakers to help them realize that and want to tap into it more.
Yeah. So it's really raising that self-awareness of where someone's at, and that they and that they have the solutions within them.
Exactly. And that you're willing to help them uncover them.
Right. What other challenges do you find? So misplaced, you know, expectations is obviously a huge one. What other, you know, challenges do you see coming up in relationships?
Well, I have them in the categories. I call it the new TLC. So trust, love, and communication. Trusting that person and trusting yourself to really be open with that person and receive the feedback. Loving, allowing yourself to love and be loved, and understanding the dynamics of love. And then communications, your ability to communicate what's going on, what's not going on, what's being impacted, what needs are being met and what needs are not being met. So trust, love, and communication, by far, those are the top three.
Awesome. And I know, you know, what I found, especially in terms of communication, is that for a lot of people, they want to communicate in the way that's comfortable for them. And sometimes not realizing that the way we communicate or the way we want to be spoken to or the way we understand things is different for most people. We don't all communicate in the same way. We don't all receive information in the same way. And so taking the time to really get to know someone and figure out how to best get through to them so that they actually hear what you're saying.
That is a huge part of resolution, and that's what I like to talk about more is resolution, but that's a huge part of resolution is being able first to listen, because you can't understand how to communicate with someone if you're not listening to them, if you're not watching how your words fall or don't fall on them. So listening, and then being aware of the communication styles. And you know, it's been broken down in four easy ways to remember associated with colors. When you talk about the disc and when you talk about the actual colors, those behavioral systems that that have really done a great job at looking at personalities from a broad spectrum and putting them in four categories. So if you're the person you're trying to communicate with is dominant and that color is red, if that person is dominant, meaning that they don't like to listen to the details, that they want the answers here and now, you're hesitating, you're trying to talk about the weather and everything, you lose them in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So you listen to your mate and see if it's like that. Or you take the yellow. The yellow is the energy. And so the yellow is for energizing. Is that person, does he like to connect? Do your spouse want to talk about the family, what's been going on before you can even get to a conversation? And if you're the kind of person that just wants to get to the conversation without connecting, in this instance, without connecting, by acknowledging the energy, the positive energy that's exhilarating, you're not going to get your message across. Blue, which is analytical, and you want to, is someone that needs time to process. Well, you can't ask a question and want the answer right away because the person you're communicating with needs time to process. Give them
right.
the time. So it's knowing those things and really helping to communicate to your partner the way that they receive communication best. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned DISC is one way to do that, and there are a couple of different assessments out there that, you know, do a similar or fulfill a similar function. You know, I use one, it's called the Colors People, it's Personality Resources International, and it's the same premise, right? Understanding your way of being and your way of communicating and understanding the differences in other people. And I think it's something everyone should do, because if you think about it, everything in our world and our life is about relationship. We are not islands. We are not meant to function and be in this world on our own. And so it's such a critical part of living a happy, fulfilled, successful life, that the better we can understand ourselves and other people, the better the relationships and the results that we're going to have in our life. So I always, always recommend that people go through an assessment of that type at, you know, whatever one feels comfortable for them.
I totally agree. And just as you said, there are several out there. I myself, I'm certified in a couple of them, because there are several out there, and some are easier and some are more complicated. And in working with your clients, it's the same type of thing. Do you want to give a assessment to a client who has problems with the detail? Do they need something quick and fast for them to digest it? Or do you have
exactly.
that analytical type client that really needs 16 pages, even
right.
if they say the same thing? So you just make sure that you're able to communicate in the way that they need it. And so you bring up a good point. Several assessments, and when working with your clients, is definitely good to figure out which one best, in terms of the reporting style, best fits their communication and attention style.
And, you know, Naomi, that kind of just leads me to another thought, and then I had one other question that came to mind that I wanted to ask you, but is, you know, I'm such a big, and I think you are as well, proponent of the fact that there's no one-size-fits-all in any realm of life, not in nutrition, not in fitness, not in communication. There's not one style that's going to work for everyone. And what I really stress and help my clients do, and it sounds like you do the same thing, is for them to own their uniqueness and to be okay with being different. And know that that difference is what brings value to the world.
Agreed. And in a world where we're so conditioned to be like everyone else,
right.
it is hard to understand that our contribution is just exactly that. Our contribution is the ability to stand in our authentic self and perform. To stand in our authentic self and be the best that we can be. And that is so much a key. And when we can help our clients do that, and when we can help our clients understand that, it makes it so much easier to deliver the remainder of what we're there to deliver to our clients.
Right. So you mentioned something earlier that I just want to circle back to. And, you know, that is about the importance of listening. So do you have any strategies or tips that you could give the listeners about listening better, about how can they improve that skill for themselves?
Well, listening begins with wanting to, first of all. It's a mindset, getting into your mind that you really want to hear what the person is saying. Because oftentimes we want to listen, but not necessarily to hear what the person is saying. We want to listen so we can come out with a good answer.
Right.
And oftentimes people, you know, they need to be listened to. They need to be heard, not just responded to. And when I began to realize that, I realized I don't always have to come back with an answer. I don't always have to add value to what someone's saying. Sometimes it's the simple acknowledgement of it. And so then I start to think, okay, if I'm going to acknowledge it, I really better pay attention to what's being said. So then I began paying attention to what's being said, pushing myself to hold back the comments that I wanted to make. And in doing so, I often found that the person answered the question that I was about to bring up, that the person had much more value to add had I not interrupted and said something else. So I make it a point to practice listening so that I can, one, grow, and two, connect better with the person. I found that always trying to get that answer out left me void of what the person was saying.
Right. And I think, and in order to do what you're describing, is that we need to be really present in the moment. And I find for a lot of people that's a challenge because, you know, we are so distracted by so many things going on around us that if people just focus on being present in the moment, then their ability to truly listen and hear is going to be so much greater.
I totally agree. I echo those sentiments as well, being totally present, because in order to capture what the person is saying, you have to be present in the moment. In order to really capture it, in order to really get the nuggets from it, and in order to be able to provide a response that adds to the conversation, not that adds to your ability to speak.
Right. And along that note, is also hearing what they're not saying. Because sometimes there's more in what people are not saying than what they are saying.
I totally agree. And I also agree that that takes a level of understanding in order to do that, so that we don't make up the stories that we think are being said and just create a whole scene and scenario that we live in based on something that we heard that was not interpreted the same. So I call that intent versus impact, the intent that we intend to make when we say something versus the impact of the hearer and the damage that it may do as a result of not listening correctly, of not being fully present, or even of not asking the question to gain the better understanding.
Right. Awesome. I love that. So I want to shift gears a little bit and ask you, you are in the process of writing what seems like it's going to be an amazing book, 52 Ways to Rock Your Man's World 1 Week at a Time. Can you share a little bit with us about the book and just give us some insights into it, what you can at this point?
Okay, so what I can is 52 Ways to Rock Your Man's World 1 Week at a Time is a tips, tools, and techniques book for the committed and married couple. And it is about understanding as a woman that we are in the position to really have the relationship that we want to have. We are in the position to pull out the tools if we only understand how to relate to our man. So statistics say that when it comes to the mind of a man, and to the mind, not the actions, but the mind. I want to be very clear with that. When we come to the mind of a man, the makeup is 85% sexual and 15% other, meaning that a man thinks about sex about 85% of the time and 15% is spent on other things. So I give you the tips. I give you the tips in terms of the sexual connecting, things that you can do to heighten that experience. But I also take the time to dive into what I call the 15%. And that's what I call the golden nugget. That's what I call the icing on the top. It is understanding how do I connect with my man. It is the difference between what I call being a pole dancer and being that person that your man wants to connect to intimately forever. So we dive into the 15%, we give examples, and help you understand that as you apply this, can weigh so much more than the 85%, the sexual thoughts. And I've heard this from men. A lot of my background and a lot of my work comes from listening to and dealing with men, listening to their woes, listening to their hopes, listening to their wants, and as well as my girlfriends and the theory and the research behind what's going on in relationships. So when we explain the power of the 15% and how you do use it to balance your relationship, and balance is relative to your relationship. That's the first thing. When we talk about balance, that is relative to your relationship. It is situational. So to balance the relationships, creating more trust, more love, more communication, and better sex. So it is faith-based, and it is intended. It is definitely intended for the married and committed couple.
And I love that distinction that you made about you know, the balance, that, again, like, that's going to be different for everyone.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's just, it comes back to what we were saying earlier, that even in a situation like that or in that scenario, that balance isn't the same for everyone. And it's not a 50, imbalance isn't 50-50.
No. No, balance isn't 50-50. And the relationships do take work. But if we stand in our power to make the relationship work, I mean, you're going to work on your relationship regardless. So let's not spend time working on what doesn't work. Let's spend time working on what does work and empower ourselves in the process.
Yes, and that's, again, another such an important consideration is when you think about it, how many times when you speak to couples or even coaching individuals and they're talking about their partners, is that there's so much focus on the negative, on the things that they're not doing, on the things that are irritating and annoying, that people so quickly lose sight of all the great things that that person is doing. And if you look at it in the big scheme of things, like what's outweighing which? But if you're only focusing on one aspect or you're only focusing on one side of the coin, then it's easy to lose track of the good things.
Yes, and this subject is such a heavy subject, but it's such a wonderful subject because the turn that it takes is small. It's the little things. And that's what we lose sight of. It's the little things, exactly what you said. So many negatives, not appreciating the positive in it. I focus on helping you understand the positive, of revealing the positive, because it's so easy to remember the negative. And when we go through the process, it's amazing, absolutely amazing, how many people just start going with the pen. And before you know it, they've really come up with more positive the negative.
Right.
And just looking at it. I mean, we did a countdown to Father's Day where you just did something nice to that man in your life that was a father. 6 days from Father's Day, you just did something nice every day, whether it was greeting them with a smile when they left for work and when they came home, regardless of anything, they were greeted with a smile. If they normally like coffee, having the coffee ready in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you see that they have a hard time picking out what tie to wear, lay 3 out for them and help them. Just those little things that were unexpected, and it made a tremendous impact for Father's Day.
And I think that makes it, that is something for all of us to take into all of our relationships in every day of our life, is, again, just undervaluing the impact that those little things can have.
Yes. And I call those little things the 15%.
Right. And understanding that, you know, as you say, just smiling to a stranger, you know, that you don't know what day they're having and that the impact that can have on them, which will then affect the relationship when they go home. And it's kind of that ripple effect.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I think we so have lost a level of awareness around that. So
we've lost it, but the good news is it's easily re-enhanced. It's easily reclaimed.
Absolutely, because as you said right at the beginning of the call, it's something we all have within us. It's there. It's just kind of gone dormant. And so if we can waken that up, then we all have access to it. It's not like there are only some people that are blessed to have access to these things. We all have access to it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So in terms of accessing that 15%, are there at this point any, or even one or two tips that you could share that can help our listeners in their relationships to access that 15%?
So the 15%, one thing that you can do is look for something that your spouse does daily. Just one thing that your spouse does daily.
Okay.
For my spouse, he gets up, he shaves, then he brushes his teeth, then he uses the mouthwash. So one of the things that I've done in the past is when he wakes up, his shave is set. All he has to do is plug it in. I have new razors by there in case he needs it. His toothbrush and his toothpaste, they're already sitting out, and they're waiting for him. Another thing is he likes his sleeves creased in his shirt. And I used to say, why do you need your sleeves creased? You work in construction. You're going to a plant. Why do you need your sleeves creased? Well, now when he gets his clothes from the cleaners, I just take some time and I'll go and I'll crease the sleeves because they don't always set right from the cleaners. I'll set it back up. I don't even let him know I've done it. He pulls out the shirt, getting ready to iron it, and it's already done. Simple little things. The smile is fantastic. I didn't realize so many people didn't meet or greet their spouse with a smile.
Yeah, again.
It's huge.
Just simple things that we take for granted. And you know what's interesting that brings up a point that makes me think of something is that in the genetic, I use genetic testing in terms of mood and behavior and personality in my coaching program. And one of the variations of the genes that we look at and one of the expressions of the genes that we look at shows that certain people are literally genetically wired that they will switch off or shut off to someone who isn't happy, who isn't smiling. So if you think about it in terms of a relationship, if one person, you know, if a couple has a fight or an argument, and one person is sulking, is moody about it, you know, just like hanging on to it, that some people are genetically wired that they literally will, it will be very difficult for them to engage with that person.
So
and that
true.
All it would take is a smile, a shift of a facial expression to help that other person engage with them.
That is so true. That is so true. In observing my couples, that is one of the things that I point out, is where a smile would have made the difference. A change in the conversation would have maybe possibly eliminated something, eliminating someone getting up and walking out of the room. Because that's
right.
What happens. I don't want to be in this presence. I don't want to feel this energy. I don't want to go where this conversation is taking me, so I'm going to leave out the room.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the person that's still in the room isn't processing it that way.
No.
They're not processing it that way at all. So when the person re-enters the room, it's rare that the conversation can pick up and go to a place of resolution, because then we're dealing with the behaviors that were just experienced as a result of walking out of the room and the story that the person created for themselves that was still in the room.
Right.
And it's just getting heightened and heightened and heightened.
And I think there's also... Sorry, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so to be able to smile in the midst of that coming on does more than back down. It can also send a cue. Remember, I love you. Remember, it's not that serious. Remember, we're coming from a place of resolution. We're leaving
right.
out of the room says, I don't care about you. Forget
yes.
about your thoughts.
Because ultimately, at the end of the day, everyone's trying to work to the same result. Everyone wants
the same, yes.
You know, a happy environment, you know. And so at the end of the day, that's what everyone's working towards. As you say, to come to it from that perspective of how do we resolve this together for the benefit of both of us versus I want this and you want that. When at the end of the day, if you look deeply enough, both people generally are wanting a similar outcome.
Yes, yes. But it goes back to the point that you made earlier about listening. So you
right.
listen and then be willing to compromise. Excuse me, listen and then be willing to compromise.
And with that listening, I think it tied into that, what I've found is also such a critical factor in communication is your tone of voice and how you speak to people and how you express yourself, because you could say the same thing two different ways and it can be received so differently. So to be sensitive to that as well.
I so much agree. So we're getting into diversity now. Being sensitive to those tones that you're giving, but also for the receiver. Being sensitive, because we're not just talking about someone you just met. We're talking about
right.
your mate. We're talking about your spouse. We're talking about the person that you're committed to. So if you know you have that spouse with a strong, I have a spouse with a strong personality.
Okay.
So I know what to let fall on my shoulders and what to let fly off of my shoulders. So
right.
it's that diversity, because we are talking about the committed relationship. We're not just talking about someone that we've met. We're talking
right.
about the committed relationship. You've taken the time to know them. You've taken the time to understand them. So if they talk abrupt, are they really talking abrupt in order to hurt you, or is that just their manner? And does it really bother you knowing that they're not doing it on that intent versus when they are doing it on that intent?
Or to also maybe stop and think that maybe they are being abrupt, but that there's a reason for it. You don't know what phone call they just had, what happened to them at work. So to also take a step back and to acknowledge that there's something that maybe they're struggling with, that's why they're coming across in the way they are, and by being sensitive to that, by being open to that, you create, again, a different dialogue, a different communication.
Exactly, exactly. For me, at the end of the day, it is, what am I trying to accomplish, and does this behavior get me there? So
right.
What am I trying to accomplish in this conversation, and does getting upset because you came across what sounds a little harsh to me get us there?
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much. I cannot believe that we are almost at the end of the show. The time is flown by. I could talk about this forever because I just think, as we said right at the beginning of the show, relationship is just, it's everything.
It is everything.
Romantic or otherwise, but every minute of every day when we step out of our space, we are in relationship in some way or another. And just such great insights, such valuable information, Naomi. Thank you so much. What I want to make sure is, how can our listeners get in touch with you? What's the best way to connect with you and communicate with you if they'd like?
Oh, the best way is Naomi at rockyourmansworld.com. That's Naomi. At rockyourmansworld.com is the best way to get in touch with me. I welcome having a conversation about how you can empower and rock your man's world or rock your relationship at the same time. I welcome those types of conversations. And again, it's Naomi at rockyourmansworld.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Naomi, and thank you for being on the show and taking the time to chat with us today. And I look forward to hopefully connecting with you offline as well.
I look forward to it, too. Thank you so much for having me today.
Perfect. And thank you for your time, Naomi. So appreciated.
Bye-bye.
We are going to take another quick commercial break, and then I will be back to recap the show.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Wow. That was an information-packed session. Naomi had so much incredible information to share, and I know I personally was taking some awesome notes. But as always, the question is, what will you take away and implement in your life to create something different? And on this week's topic, different in the relationships that you have. Because as we know that without action, nothing changes. So, you know, my takeaways from the show with Naomi and what jumped out to me is, well, a couple of things. Firstly is to really manage your expectations in all relationships that you have, whether they personal or professional. The second was to listen, but in that process of listening, decide that you really want to hear what the person has to say so that you're not listening, but really just in the back of your mind figuring out, well, what your response is going to be, but listening with the intent to really hear what that person is saying and read between the lines to what they're also not saying. A fourth, you know, tip and point that Naomi made was to really stand in your authentic self and to understand that we are all different and that we have different needs, that we communicate differently, we need to be spoken to differently. And the more we can get to know people and ourselves and tap into what those differences are and respect them and speak to them, the better our relationships are going to be across the board. And then the fourth really important factor that Naomi mentioned right at the end of the show was to always keep in mind what you are trying to accomplish and does the behavior that you are showing up with, is it going to lead to what you're trying to accomplish and is it going to get you there? So for me, those were four incredible takeaways. Once again, if you want to connect or need to connect with Naomi, you can reach her at Naomi, N-A-O-M-I, at rockyourmansworld.com. And if you want to connect with me, you can go to Facebook, so facebook.com/Lauren Giorno, or you can email me directly at lauren@laurengiorno.com. If you would like to be a guest on my show, please remember to go to lifeissueswithlaurengiorno.com and fill out the registration form at that site. So thanks again for listening in today, and make sure you join me next week. We have some incredible guests lined up once again. But until then, embrace your inner truth, live your purpose, and make your contribution in the world today.
You've been listening to Life's Issues with Lauren Giorno on the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.